The Laws of the Winners, written by Bodo Schaefer, narrated by Troy W. Hudson. Success. He has achieved success who has lived well, laughed often, and loved much, who has earned the respect of intelligent people and the love of small children, who has found a niche in which he has filled his life and has fulfilled his task. A Forgotten Truth, Book 4, in the Agency Files. When Ryan West disappears, people from all sides of the law race to be the first to find him, as protective custody becomes a must for some, including one of the agency's own. Other agents go undercover to learn the truth before it's too late. Can Do Books is proud to present Can Do, a collection of inspirational quotes for teens and young adults by I.D. Afokansi, read by Troy W. Hudson. Yes, you can do. Can Do is a collection of thought-provoking quotes guaranteed to spark an internal revolution in you. This powerful book will inspire a life-changing can-do attitude that will cause you to strive to be all you can be. Self-doubt will fade away, and you'll soar with a renewed can-do attitude. Chapter 3. We spent two wonderfully relaxing weeks in a colonial-style all-wood safari hotel built into the steep rainforest, watching tropical birds, dingy-dingies, and snakes from small and colorful to gray and thick, all the while having tea on wooden porches and dinners at open fireplaces. Very romantic. Every third day, less romantic, we made a cash tour to Diani, visiting all local banks and taking $500 each from our credit cards, debits, and Lizzie's Nairobi account. Edwin Finds the Rainbow by Alice Lumpabottom.
Hello, my name is Edwin, and I spotted a colorful sight, a beautiful rainbow shining in the sky so bright. I wish we could always see those beautiful colors, I say. We can, said Dad. Those colors are all around us every day.
The Lion's Paw 2, written by Rick Lineker, read by Troy W. Hudson. Chapter 1. Meet Paul. Paul squinted, shielding the rising sun from his eyes. With a deep breath, he savored the salt air. It was different this morning. It seemed charged, like change was coming, and charged air carries indescribable energy. Yet he hesitated as he approached the mess tent and braced himself for KP duty, punishment for his insubordination. It ran in his family, impetuous brashness in the face of stupidity. Of course, Sidney acted as stupid as any camp director on the planet. Paul sincerely disliked him. Now, after calling Sidney a stupid moron, Paul had to pay the price with 2 weeks of dirty dishes and cleaning the director's office.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Once there was a poor miller who had a very beautiful daughter. One day, he went to the king's court and claimed that his daughter could spin straw into gold. The king ordered the miller's daughter to come to the palace. He took her to a room full of straw and said to her,
"You must spin all this straw into gold tonight, or you shall die."
"Is your name Harry? Is it Conrad?" "Perhaps it is Rumpelstiltskin."
Hearing his name, the tiny man screamed,
"How could you possibly know my name?"
Saying this, he ran away deep into the forest, never to be seen again.